You're listening to Strictly Business Podcast with Lindsay Williams.
The JSE has closed its doors for another day, so it's time for the 5 o'clock shadow. And tonight I'm talking to Nick Kunze from Sanlam Private Wealth. And I'm looking at this list of companies, Nick, and you're going to have to come up with some choices here. Because I've got plenty, and it's in no particular order, but I've got Sasserin results, Caxton trading update, Harmony results, Motus results, Old Mutual results, Naspers and Process. We thought they would come out with something quite substantial because they bought an Indian payment company called BillDesk for $4.7 billion, not rand, dollars, which is a massive thing. And then later on they came out and said they've increased their stake in Delivery Hero as well. So they're really splashing the cash at the moment. Then we got Advertech, Hulamin, and so it goes on. So you're going to have to really cherry pick here. Which ones do you want to talk about? Naspers Process first, maybe?
Yeah, that's the big one. That's a big number in any currency. That was a really big deal. So, I mean, they announced it on this morning. I mean, there were rumors that they were trying to find a deal to do and, caught a few people off guard. I didn't think they were going back into India because they were quite big. Well, I mean, they are still quite big there, but they were bigger. They owned, an online grocery business called Flipkart, which they sold for quite a nice profit to Walmart a couple of years ago. But I mean, of course, the thing is valued even more now. But they seem to be coming back in with an electronic payment platform called BillDesk. And the numbers are quite eye-watering, actually. 4.7 billion in the real currency in dollars. And they do a lot of the sort of, cross transactions in India with right across the sort of spectrum. So consumers, merchants, even governments involved on the payment side of things. So I think it's quite a big deal. Look, I don't know what the multiple is. I haven't actually crunched the numbers. But I mean, they have got over 200 million sort of new users on this thing. And, India is obviously a very high growing area, very good success story. So yeah. And I mean, I always, I always like looking at what the share price did and share price responding in kind, you know, up sort of a 3-odd%. And, I think it's a good deal. I actually do think it's a good deal.
Very good. It's interesting actually, because I mean, the DNA of Naspers when it was headed up by Koos Bekker is one that says, right, even if we fail the first time, we'll keep on looking at it, because when they first went into China before Tencent, they lost 980 million rand, I think, on a deal with a Chinese company. And they didn't go away with their tail between their legs. They sort of said, okay, so we made a mistake. Let's go back in. And that's when they found Tencent. And okay, Flipkart was not a failure, but it wasn't the thing that they wanted.
They made money on it.
Exactly. Made. But now they've gone back into India, as you said, with BillDesk. And it sounds, as you quite rightly say, sounds like an amazing company in a country and indeed a subcontinent that is only going one way, and that is up when it comes to GDP growth.
Yeah, and maybe if I can interject as well, you know, they've had a bit of a torrid time, like all of us shareholders, with what's happening in China the last couple of months. I mean, news out earlier as well about Tencent having to comply with the Chinese ban on that exclusive rights to their music labels. And you saw, that share price down on, I think, Tencent 30-odd% from its highs. So, yeah, so maybe just staying a little bit away from there for now, but obviously keeping on moving, keeping on acquiring, and looking for the next deal. And I think it's positive. It just shows you that management's off that recent sale of Tencent shares. They've got money in the bank, and they want to spend it. And nice chunky acquisition today.
And spend it they have. What else did you see today? I gave you the list at the beginning of the chat.
Old Mutual, that's had a decent move. Yeah, Old Mutual's had a decent move. They came out with first set of interim results. That's for the 6 months ended, I think, 30th of June. Yeah, 30th of June. And a trading statement. And also share price doing very nicely indeed. Thank you very much. Obviously very linked to the stock market. But that stock, I mean, a few comments from people was that when they saw the numbers, like, goodness me, I mean, this thing was, you know, 17, 18 rand, 10 years ago. It's, look where it still is. It's still sitting at the same price. So it's been quite a big underperformer over the years. But I mean, you know, they wrote off almost 10 billion rand for the COVID hit, but they managed to swing nicely back into profit for the first half. I think they're on the right track. I mean, revenue of 41 billion. So they're slowly creeping back to where I think they should be. And this shouldn't, my personal opinion, this shouldn't be a 15 rand share. This should be close to, say, 20, 25 rand a share. So I like the numbers.
Okay, very good. What else we've got? Harmony, the gold mining company. Motors. They came out with a trading statement last week, and the market liked it. I think on the day up 7%. Did the numbers also sort of reinforce that trading statement? Just go for the numbers in case you haven't looked at the actual details of this announcement.
No, we chatted about this morning because a lot of these numbers came out sort of before our morning meeting at 8 o'clock. So we sort of got a quick grasp on it, but I mean, you know, Motors was, there was obviously they audited results for the year also 30th of June. And the first thing that jumped out at me was it was a nice cash dividend, reinstalling the dividend of R4.15 a share. And Motors, you know, Motors being those ones, you know, never, it's kind of in that space. It doesn't get as much coverage. I don't think I think it deserves more coverage, quite honestly. It doesn't get enough. I mean, it's marked the stock up 3.25%, R92.84. But as I said, in reintroducing a dividend again, so they are cash flow positive, and not the easiest business to be in. I mean, automotive sector in South Africa is not easy. I mean, everyone's not running out and buying cars. Although there has been a real demand for secondhand cars that we've seen overseas with related, because they can't get any new chips for the new cars. So ironically, the secondhand business is doing really well. But if you take a look at the stock, Lindsay, I mean, 65% already year-to-date performance up, way ahead of the JSE All Share. In fact, sitting very close to a 52-week high. And I said, I think for me personally, that headline of the dividend coming in, a really nice dividend just shows you that they're in quite financially in a very good space. And again, nice set of numbers and stock being marked up quite nicely today.
It follows on from Supergroup yesterday, which came out with some numbers, and that share price at one stage was about 5% higher. I think it closed up around about 3.5%, sort of working in the same space, I suppose. So yeah, logistics and cars and things that I don't understand. Just a quick one on Hulamin. Was there any movement in Hulamin after the numbers that came out this morning?
I'm going to have a small look cap. Because
and you probably don't small, cover it. But it's obviously received some attention from some high-profile people.
Yes, yeah, so I actually do cover it, and I'm actually got to do these things these days, disclose that I'm a shareholder.
Yes.
I have a lot of clients that hold it too.
Good.
Let's have a look at the stocks. The stock was, down 5.2%, 255. Okay. But don't forget, this was under Rand not too long ago. They did highlight the fact that they took a bit of a knock. I was actually surprised. It was a headline loss per share of 9 cents, which wasn't great. EPS coming in at 15, and as we've seen with other commodity ones who have been bucking the trend and giving out nice juicy special dividends, for an aluminium producer like this, well, they do like rolled and basically rolled aluminium and rolled aluminium products is one of their big players. Well, finished, I think they call it semi-finished in the business, or fabricated. I don't know, I'm not a miner.
No, but you're not.
No dividends, and I think, thankfully, and no dividends. So I think a bit surprising there too, so the market didn't take that too well.
We were talking the other day about Grindrod. I never get which Grindrod is the one that we normally talk about. But I did notice today, and it's not a trading statement or a cautionary announcement or a set of results, but it said, you know what this Stock Exchange and News Service has to do is put out when there's a beneficial interest in shares or holding in shares that have been bought or sold or something. And I'm just trying to find the Grindrod announcement there.
It's Grindrod Shipping. It's GSH.
Yeah, exactly. So where is it? Where does this thing come up? I'm trying to get it. Grindrod Shipping Holdings Limited, beneficial interest in the ordinary shares of the company. So someone's having a go at this, and I don't know. Every time I see the market go to new highs, and every time I see commodities going up, I think it's because of goods and, well, not services so much with Grindrod's, goods being taken from one place to another. It's as simple as that. And you see logistics companies doing well. Yeah, Grindrod may be one to watch. And the share price down, I think, about 2% today.
Down 1.21 to be exact on the shipping side of things.
Yeah.
But just a reminder to listeners, the share was 100 Rand or 109 Rand a share. Back in May, three and a half months ago.
Yeah.
Close today at 240, call it 240 to be safe. So, I mean, that's a huge outperformance. And in fact, if I tell you the year to date performance of Grindrod Shipping, 359% up so far since Jan. So yes, you're absolutely spot on, Lindsay. I mean, a huge beneficiary of the logistics, of the log jam we've seen in shipping, of the the prices that high-end businesses are prepared to pay to get their shipping, their goods first and get it to them quicker. We know some of the numbers being jotted around. A 40-foot container from Beijing to Southern Africa used to be around about $1,800, $1,900 per ton on what they call a wet rate. Mm. It's now sitting around about $9,000 a ton, dollars a container. So. Yeah. I don't know why this brings me, why people say there's no inflation coming. So when I hear numbers like that, it makes me very nervous. But, you know, companies like Grindrod Shipping are relishing it. I've heard a comment saying they haven't seen times like this for better part of 15 years.
Yeah, but if you have a look at the long term, I mean, I always look at the Baltic, I think it's the Baltic Dry Index anyway.
Baltic Dry,
at some stage, I'm sure, Nick, and you'll be able to get it on one of your screens. I'm sure at some stage it was something like 60, 70,000 a container or something like that. Something absurd. We're nowhere near the highs that we saw in the heady days.
So it's quite a difficult one to – it's got this funny code. It's actually like – I think it's BADI. It's a short code, B-A-D-I. I always love when I bring it up. Baltic Dry Index. I'm right. It is called – it is BADI. I don't think it was high as that, but more fascinating is the low that it came from. So if I think about where, if I look at, let me just do a weekly, if I look at the range from say, I don't know, let's do say 20 years, back in the early part of 2020, in fact, the sort of peak of the pandemic, in March, it was trading at 407. Is what the price is quoted in dollars. And it's now sitting at $4,235. So it's up tenfold since the lows last year. But you'll be right in saying that back in the go-go years of 2008, it actually did trade as high as $11,600. So it's all relative, I guess, if you look at it like that.
Yeah, I was looking at something different then, but I do know it's been...
Look, there are different sizes and different rates. So, you know, there are different indexes too, so...
Yeah, I'm just looking back to 1985 now on my screen here, because it's very interesting. I mean, it affects everybody. Goodness me, you should look at this thing in around about, yeah, as you say, 2008, 2009, just before, well, 2008. It went to 11,000. You're quite right.
I mean, the world ended,
Yeah, exactly. Okay, Nick, let's have a look at the spot prices now, because the Rand's had another good day. It's sub 1450. It's 1449 at the moment.
I must just say that's been the standout for me the last few days is the strength of the Rand, I must say.
Yeah, it's been fantastic. Commodity prices, weaker US dollar. So away you go. British pound is 1992. Euro Rand is 1710. Euro dollar is 118.04, which is essentially unchanged. And the cable is 137.55. If we have a look at the commodities prices, gold is still holding above 1800. It's 1807, but it's still down 10 in the last 24 hours. Platinum is down 3 at 1003. And palladium, 2480 I've got, which is up $4 an ounce. The oil price? Oil price is doing all right. Well, it has been doing all right. It's actually given up a bit since this morning. 0.7% weaker for West Texas, 68.73. And Brent crude oil, bang on the nose, $73 per barrel, which is down just over 0.5%. The US 10-year bond yield is just above 130, 1.302 to be precise. The South African 10-year is 8.775. And Bitcoin. 47,327, which is a 0.8% loser. S&P futures, we had another record high last night, of course. What's it doing today? As I refresh my screen, I think it's gone to a new record today at some point. Oh, no, it's come back a bit. Mm. Here we go. 45.
No, but you are correct. In the early hours of this morning, they traded at 40, so it was actually a new high.
But today, as we speak, it's flat at 4,523, something like that. Okay, Nick, anything else? Any stocks that didn't bring out announcements on the Stock Exchange News Service that caught your eye? Anything you like? Caxton, tell me about Caxton.
I don't like it.
The cautionary from Caxton. Tell us more about that, please.
Yeah, they're doing a deal with a packaging company. One of the bigger ones in the world. Yes. Or one of the bigger ones, certainly one of the biggest of the continents. And, yeah, we've had a few, we have a particular client that is quite shrewd with his investments, and he's been, in fact, I think he took disclosure because he was about to go over the level where you have to make a mandatory offer.
Yeah.
But, obviously, you know, deep value investors, and, you know, Caxton traditionally was originally a publisher and a printer. Mm. And I think they see that there's a little bit of, what is it called?
Like
a little bit of, yeah, definitely with a packaging business. You know, this paper, yeah. It's a packaging, it's a similar business. Mm. And so they're looking at a few other things. So that's what's going on with that. But I just wanted to digress slightly. And I said, it's not one that I particularly like, but that's one that you can't avoid mentioning over the last 2 days is Steinhoff.
Steinhoff, yes.
Steinhoff was up 18.5% today.
Why?
And it was up 40% yesterday.
Why?
There is no news out as of yet. They came out with some, they came out, at what, it was up yesterday, it was up 40% and no news. And then today at 4:10, they said, they are considering a return of share capital to clients and to shareholders and strategic options. So, but no one could figure out why I was up 40% yesterday. And then at 4:10 this afternoon, they said they're going to return
share capital. Nick, just tell me why. Why are there some companies that always attract a stink? How can a share be up 40%? And then this morning when I looked at it, I thought, well, that can't be right. It must be a finger fault. It was £3.27, up just about 17%. What on earth is going on? Last time I saw this thing, it was 150 because I don't look at it. Surely the JSE Securities Exchange Surveillance Division should look at this. 40 and 18 and a half. You can't say anything.
What, Lindsay, I'm not a policeman, so I don't even want to comment. But
you don't have to.
Certainly when things move like this, there's normally so much. Look, I will say as well that on the other side of it, I mean, this stock has been, I believe, is a very short position on this too.
Yes.
I mean, that's the sort of rumors doing the Fricker Road rounds, that there's a big hedgie or someone's got a big short. So there's definitely a bit of a short squeeze on this as well. And not to mention the fact that, I think this made it to one of the Robinhood chat sites, actually.
Could be.
Anyway, but there is an announcement, I believe, on Friday. This is obviously a preliminary coming out now. So it's difficult. I mean, people are aware there's something coming out of Friday. They do take a position on it. But that's, slowly coming back from the death. I mean, £3.32. I got last time I traded up here. It must be, I don't know, years ago. I would have thought,
What was its low? About 60, 70 cents at one point?
Yeah, you're right. It was the sort of, by name as well. It was a penny share. It was under £1.
Okay. Top five major moves. And we go back to what we've just been talking about. Steinhoff, £3.32 a share, 18.57% higher following yesterday's 40% move to the upside. I'm sure it's just normal trading. Somebody got a little bit short, had to cover. And then there was just a coincidental announcement today.
Cynical. Yes.
Right. MassMart.
Nice to see Naspers there, though.
Yeah, it is. Let's have a look at MassMart, up 7.4%. Naspers up nearly 6%. Fantastic. Old Mutual up 5.4%. Redefine up 5.25%. Just tell me where Prosus doesn't appear on my list. What did Prosus finish?
Yeah, it's up far. Yeah, not too far behind. 5.25% higher.
Okay, so it's just knocked off the list by a Redefine. Okay, on the downside, Harmony after its results, 3.8% weaker. BHP Billiton, the BHP Group, 2.9% down. Mondi PLC, 2.9% down as well. Anglo American PLC, 2.8% in the red. And Textana lost 2.8%. as well. Quite an interesting day. And in a minute, you're going to give me all the indices and the volumes. I would imagine the volumes were quite chunky today.
No, they're quite chunky. But I mean, you know that old expression, you know, it was an interesting tape. I actually think it was. There were some quite decent moves in the mid-cap space.
Yes.
A surprisingly solid Rand, you know, under 14.50 at the moment. Bond yields, you know, behaving themselves as well. And I hesitate to say when you start seeing the banks having a bit of a run. I mean, Standard Bank was about 120, 125 not too long ago. It's now one almost 150.
Mm.
So I always love it when the financials move because they're almost like that canary in the coal mine. So a little bit of love coming back into SA for a change, for the SA Inc.
Very nice.
Mm. Okay. Anyway.
And well, on that note, the indices, numbers, please. Mm-hmm. The indices first.
Yeah, let's go through these indices. Okay, so JSE All Share, now solid day, up 0.54%, 363 points firmer, 67,427. Top 40 companies index also having a decent session, obviously, up 0.48%, 61,039. So back above the 61,000 level. And the we're led higher by technology series, process and NASPERS. The index up 5.06%. Utilities having a good day today as well, up 2.5%. Real estate up 1.82%. That'll be your RAND and your bond yields. And then it goes the same for the financial index, which is also up 1.74%. Healthcare up 1.4% too. Aspen 196, $4 away from 200 now. And on the downside, a little bit of lag is consumer non-cyclicals are down 0.25%. Basic materials are down 1.86%. And energy shares, led by the likes of Sasol, that was a bit of a lag today, down 2.46%. But overall, nice chunky volume, decent day on this Tuesday, last trading day of the month, 26.07 billion value traded.
Very nice indeed. Nick Kunzeris from Sandon Private Wealth. That was the 5 o'clock shadow. And Nick will be back with me on Thursday night, definitely this time with David Shapiro, who is having a nap at the moment after getting a very, very long flight from New York to wherever and then somewhere else via Frankfurt. Anyway, he'll be back with us. Nick Kunzer, as I said, Sandon Private Wealth. The views and opinions expressed in these podcasts are those of Lindsay Williams and various contributors and do not reflect the policy, position, or opinion of any other agency, organization, employer, or company associated with strictlybusinesspodcast.com. Assumptions made on the analyses are not reflective of the position of any other entity other than the speaker or the author. And since we are critically thinking human beings, these views are always subject to change, revision, and rethinking at any time. Please do not hold us to them in perpetuity.